For Northampton, from Northampton, about Northampton, we are N Live Radio.
Oh, good morning, listening chums. Yes, it is without doubt. What? Sunday, December the 28th? Does that mean Christmas has got... I don't believe it. That went quick, didn't it? God, December the 28th. It is also 7 a.m. and this is your Christmas Sunday breakfast wake-up call with my good self, Alan Miles. We are NLive Radio on 106.9 FM, online at nliveradio.com via smart speaker, or you can download the NLive Radio app. December the 28th. December the 28th. Well, it is the 362nd day of the year. And that means there's only 3 days remaining till the end of 2025. 3 days. 3 days. And it's 2026. Well, we'd better get on with all the usual features. Birthday buddies, word of the day, quote of the day, and all those quirky historical events of today throughout history. You've just been given a jolly good breakfast welcome this Sunday morning with, well, Xmas from Kylie Minogue. Kylie Minogue. Yeah, factoid alert here. Xmas is Kylie Minogue's 8th UK number one single. And with this achievement, she's become the first female artist to score UK number one singles across 4 decades. The 1980s, 1990s, 2000s and 2020s. She's the oldest female artist to have a number one with a new recording. Hurrah! Well done, Kylie. I tell you what, let's keep the Christmas number one theme going.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. See it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why do you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Christmas on N Live Radio. Sponsored by Northampton Town Centre Bid. Shop local this Christmas.
Oh,
Oh, yes. Dave Edmonds there here on the Sunday Breakfast Wake Up Call. Dave Edmonds with I Hear You Knockin'. And before that, we had We Can Work It Out from the Beatles. Two of our Christmas number one theme. Yeah, we're going to play all the Christmas number ones I can fit in that have been at the top of the charts over Christmas. Now, the Beatles were top of the charts in 1965 with We Can Work It Out, and they topped the charts for 5 weeks. Dave Edmonds, well, he went 1 week better. He was top of the Christmas charts with I Hear You Knocking in 1970 for 6 weeks. Well done, you bunch. Talking about well done. Oh, word of the day and quote of the day. Oh, hurrah. Yes, and have I got an absolute corker? You may have actually done what this word means. The word is a verb and it is scurryfunge. 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 And I want you to use that word throughout the day and the coming week. What is it, you ask? Well, scurryfunge is a hasty tidying of the house between the time you arrange a visit and the time they knock on the door. Sound familiar, listening chums? Now then, here's examples. Putting the phone down to my neighbour, I had a quick scurryfunge before she rang the doorbell.
Yeah, know that one.
Second one. Whenever my mother-in-law was due for a visit, I'd have a scurryfunge, no matter how tidy my house was.
Familiar, familiar. Oh,
quote of the day. Now, it's three quotes from three people I've never heard of and we haven't got time to research, but they're Christmas corkers. Edna Ferber quoted, Christmas isn't a season, it's a feeling. Oh, Edna. And Winnie the Pooh, he said, Christmas is a together sort of holiday. You, oh, Winnie. Andy Borovitz, Christmas sweaters are only acceptable as a cry of help. I love that one. And finally, Charlotte Carpenter, remember, if Christmas isn't found in your heart, you won't find it under a tree.
You could hear the hoofbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him, she was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurised, cos pasteurised is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh.
Now Ernie had a rival, a evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. It drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play cards for her? He sneeringly replied. And just to make it interesting, we'll have a shilling on the side. Now Ernie dragged him from his van, and beneath the blazing sun, they stood there face to face, and Ted went for his bun. But Ernie was too quick, things didn't go the way Ted planned, and a strawberry-flavoured yoghurt sent it spinning from his hand. Now Sushi ran between them and tried to keep them apart, and Ernie pushed her aside, and a rock cake caught him under his heart. And he looked up in pained surprise, and the concrete hardened crust of a stale pork pie caught him in the eye, and Ernie bit the dust. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Ernie was only 52. He didn't want to die. But now he's gone to make deliveries in that milk round in the sky, where the customers are angels and ferocious dogs are banned, and a milkman's life is full of fun in that fairy dairy land. But a woman's needs are manifold, and Sue, she married Ted. But strange things happened on their wedding night as they lay in their bed. Was that the trees a-rustling, or the hinges of the gate? Or Ernie's ghostly gold tops a-rattling in their crate? They won't forget Ernie!
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West!
This is NLive Radio.
At Voluntary Impact Northamptonshire, we support community organisations to help them grow, develop and thrive. We're working with West Northamptonshire Council to ensure the services they provide are fully accessible to everyone. To this end, we're setting up several service user groups and are looking for local residents with lived experience to join them. If you're living with dementia, care for someone who is, are a young person aged 18 to 25, an older adult, or the parent of a child with learning difficulties, and you want to join a service user group, visit voluntaryimpact.org.uk and click Contact Us.
Get ready to fly away this Christmas with the all-new Adventures of Peter Pan at Royal Herndon, Northampton. Join me, John Thompson, as Captain Hook, George Webster, and a dazzling cast from the award-winning Evolution Productions. Expect more laughter, more magic, and plenty of mischief in our most spectacular pantomime yet. A swashbuckling treat for the whole family.
Book for the all-new Adventures of Peter Pan this December at royalherndon.co.uk.
Hook your tickets now.
At West Northamptonshire Council, we're asking the burning question. If you've a wood burner or multi-fuel stove in your home, do you burn well, can you burn better, or could you burn less often? For example, do you buy seasoned or dry firewood that's ready to burn? We breathe what we burn, and small particles created by burning can cause strokes, asthma, even cancer. That's why we're asking the burning question. Find out how you could help improve the air we breathe. Search The Burning Question at westnorthants.gov.uk.
At NLive Radio, we know that as well as listening to us on the radio, our listeners do lots of other things too. They go out with their friends and family. They buy new things for their home. They change their car, get a takeaway, go on holiday, buy clothes and gadgets. In fact, if you run a business in Northampton, you might know our listeners because they are your customers. And right now, you can talk directly to them for free by entering our competition to win an advertising campaign on NLive Radio. Just visit nliveradio.com/advertise and enter your details for your chance to win. Terms and conditions apply. Your customers are listening to NLive Radio, so find out how your business could benefit from the power of radio. Visit nliveradio.com/advertising.
Looking from a window above, it's like the story of a dawn. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday, moving further away. Won't you hear me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew your name, and it's only a game. And I need you, listening to the words that you say, getting harder to say. When I see you, all I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you. Ba-da, ba-da, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. For another day, and all I ever knew, only you. This is gonna take a long time, and I wonder what's mine. Can't take no more. Wonder if you understand. It's just the touch of your hand behind a closed door. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you.
Oh, yes. What happened to the Flying Pickets? Yeah, the Flying Pickets. Then my Birmingham accent came out there a bit there, didn't it? You know what I mean? Flying Pickets. Yeah, the Flying Pickets with Only You, their Christmas number one, welcomes you back after the announcements. And before those very announcements, continuing our Christmas number one theme, Ernie, the fastest milk cart in the West from Benny Hill, introduced those very announcements. Yeah, would you believe it? That Ernie, the fastest milk cart in the West from Benny Hill, was number one in 1971 and was top of the Christmas charts for 4 weeks. The aforementioned Flying Pickets, well, they were Christmas number one people in 1983 and they were top of the charts for 5 weeks. Good to hear those again, isn't it? Hey, but it's time. Yeah, come on, it's time. You ready? Come on, hand in hand, let's go through the history of December the 28th. Let's stroll right... Oh, we're back in 1065, just before the Battle of Hastings, presumably. 1065, December the 28th, the original Westminster Abbey was consecrated in London. Leaping forward to December the 28th, 1849, Jean-Baptiste Joly... Guess what he did? He opened, Jean-Baptiste Joly, he opened the first modern dry cleaning shop. Yeah, 1849, would you believe it? He called it Teinturerie Joly Berlin, and that was in Paris. 1891, basketball was first played in Springfield, Massachusetts. God, 1869, William Finley Semple of Mount Vernon, Ohio, guess what he did? He patented chewing gum. Pavements have nothing to thank for him. Oh, an equally momentous occasion, December the 28th, 1886, American inventor Josephine Cochran, well, she was granted a patent for the dishwasher. As far back as that. 1895, Wilhelm Röntgen published a paper detailing his discovery of a new type of radiation, which later will be known as X-rays. 1950, the Peak District became the United Kingdom's first national Park. Now, I've got to mention this one. 1958, it was titled The Greatest Game Ever Played. It was when the Baltimore Colts defeated the New York Giants in the first ever National Football League. Huh. Now then, that was in New York's Yankee Stadium, but I'm sorry, I think we're talking Wembley. I think the greatest game ever was when the Cobblers beat Swansea on the 24th of May 1997, and they gained promotion to Division One. 32,000 Northampton fans made the trip to Wembley Stadium, and that set a record for a single club support, and remains, yes, it remains one of the most memorable displays of passion for the club. And 2 days later, thousands of Cobblers fans lined the streets of Northampton to celebrate promotion. Oh, hurrah!
What if I told you it was all meant to be? Would you believe me? Would you agree? It's almost that feeling that we've met before. So tell me that you don't think I'm crazy when I tell you love has come here and now. A moment like this,
a moment like love Northampton. Love N Live Radio.
You say I love you, boy. I know you lie. I trust you all the same. Don't know why. 'Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine. Our broken fairy tale, so hard to hide.
Yes, and off he goes there. That was Matt Cardle on the Sunday Breakfast Wake Up Show. Now, Matt was top of the Christmas charts in 2010 and remained at the top of the charts for 3 weeks. Before Matt, we had Leona Lewis, and she had a Christmas number one in 2006. She had an extra week there. She was top of the Christmas charts for 4 weeks. Well done, eh? If it's your birthday today, oh, happy, happy birthday. You just have the most wonderful day and up-and-coming week. Happy birthday from myself, Alan Miles, and of course all of us here at N Live Radio. Come on, shall we see who you are sharing your birthday with? And what a good time. 1724, December the 28th. We've never, ever had a Prince Bishop before. December the 28th, 1724, Christoph Franz von Busseck, Prince Bishop of Bamberg. And we move on, 1789, Catherine Maria Sedgwick, December 28th. She was an American novelist of domestic fiction. It seems that domestic fiction is a genre focusing on everyday life, home and family, often exploring the moral choices, relationships, courtship, marriage, parenting and personal growth of characters. Well, we're better off for knowing that. Thank you, Catherine. Oh, December the 28th, guess who was born? Carl Regimus Fresenius. Carl Remigius Fresnesius. 1818 he was born, and he was a German chemist and academic. 1856, oh, you've got a president. 1856, Woodrow Wilson, the American historian and politician, 28th president of the United States, was born. Oh, 1898, Shigematsu Sakalari Babra, a Japanese admiral was born. Oh, come on, before music, 1914, guess who was born? Pop Staples. Oh, come on, Pop Staples? Pop Staples, you ask? Well, he was a singer-songwriter of Staple Singers fame. Oh, just saying.
Skies are crying, I am watching, catching teardrops in my head. Only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me? You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am. Like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper. Go on and try to tear me down. I will be rising from the ground, like a skyscraper, like a skyscraper. As the smoke clears, I awaken and untangle you from me. Would it make you feel better to watch?
On N Live Radio, sponsored by Northampton Town Centre Bid. Shop local this Christmas.
This is N Live Radio.
At NNBN, we support local businesses, charities and organisations. We bring local people together. We promote growth and success. And we support our members. NNBN has a proven track record in helping members of our community get seen and be heard. It costs from just £20 a month to become a member. And you'll benefit from advertising, events, engagement, support and money-saving discounts. If you're a local business, charity or organisation, join us today at nnbn.co.uk.
From Corby to Kettering, Northampton to Daventry, local businesses connect at Business Times. Register today for free, and each week you'll get Northamptonshire's latest business news direct to your inbox. Your business, your community, your news. Business Times tells Northamptonshire's business stories. Make sure yours is one of them. To put your business in the spotlight and into the inboxes of your potential customers. Subscribe today, free, at business-times.co.uk.
If you're a local business looking to grow, Northamptonshire's Your Business Expo 2026 has got your back. It's on February the 12th at the University of Northampton Creative Hub, and it's a fantastic opportunity to showcase your company and your services. Our exhibitors increase brand visibility, generate quality leads, and strengthen key relationships. Northamptonshire's Your Business Expo is free to attend with free parking. So register your interest today at yourbusinessexpo.co.uk. Powered by Business Times.
Get your skates on this Christmas and glide your way down to Northampton Market Square's impressive new ice rink. It's fun for everyone, with DJ sessions and special events to add some seasonal sparkle, and a licensed bar to add some festive fizz. With discounts for youngsters and students, plus a special price for groups of six or more, you'll definitely want to book with everyone you know. Christmas events across the town centre include Santa's Grotto in the Grosvenor Centre, Carols in the Square. Not forgetting you can shop local and get Christmas all wrapped up. Visit the Old Savoy website to book your skating sessions today.
I had a dream the other night about how we only get one life. Woke me up right after two, stayed awake instead at you, so I wouldn't lose my mind. I had the week that came from hell. And yes, I know that you can tell. But you're like the net under the ledge. When I go flying off the edge, you go flying off as well. And if we're only here once, I wanna live with you. I drank too much. Call it a temporary crush. With broken words I tried to say, honey, don't you be afraid. If we've got nothing, we've got us. If we're only here once, I wanna live with you. Something I need in this world full of people. There's one love in me, and if we're only here once, I wanna live with you, yeah.
You've got something I need.
Oh, yes, and that was Ben Haynow. Ben Haynow, I think that's how you say it. Ben Haynow, his Christmas number one was number one in 2014, and he was top of the Christmas charts for, 1 week. Anyway, it was Something I Need. And I need you listening, chums, every Sunday morning, 7 o'clock, the Sunday breakfast wake-up call with my good self, Alan Miles. Now, it was Ben that welcomed you back after the announcements, and we had, before the announcements, another Christmas number one. That's our theme this morning. And it was the one and only Sam Bailey. Yeah, Sam Bailey with Skyscraper. Sam, how long were you top of the charts for? Yeah, just 1 week. Okay. Let us conclude the birthday buddies. Oh, we've reached 1917. December the 28th, 1917. Ellis Clark was born, but he was a president. Oh, yeah. Trinidadian politician. Ellis Clark, first president of Trinidad and Tobago. Got to mention Tufty Man. Yeah, Tufty Man was born 1920, December the 28th. He was a South African cricketer. 1924 on this day, Jomo World Georges, another president. Yep, he was president of Ethiopia. Another president. 1925, Milton Obote, second president of Uganda. Your birthday buddies listening, chums, you've got some belters, haven't you? Oh, you've also got Roy Hattersley. Yeah, Roy Hattersley, Shadow Home Secretary, was born December the 28th, 1932. 1934, the absolutely wonderful Maggie Smith. English accidents. Accident. English accident. Get on with it, Alan. Maggie Smith, English actress with credits too numerous to fit in. Get your teeth in. 1945, December the 28th, King of Nepal, Birendra. 1946, Edgar Winter, American singer-songwriter. He could rock. Ziggy Modaliste. Yeah? Joseph Ziggy Modaliste, also known as Zigaboo Modaliste. Yeah, he was born, and he was an American drummer. I don't care. With a name like that, he's in. Rounding up, December the 28th, the royalty you've got. 1954, Denzel Washington, American actor. 1956, Nigel Kennedy, the English violinist. And 1994, Adam Peaty, English swimmer. Oh, happy birthday to you all.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender. Address unknown. No such number, no such zone. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back.
So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return the sender. Address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone. Return to sender. Return to sender. Return to sender.
Oh, yes, a huge Christmas blast from the past, from the king himself, Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley was top of the Christmas charts in 1962 and remained there for 3 weeks. And I'm afraid Elvis heralds the end of the Sunday breakfast wake-up call with my good self, Alan Miles, on this Endangered Species Act Day, National Chocolate Day, National Download Day, National Short Film Day. And as it's Call a Friend Day, go on, why not just pick up the phone and call that friend, or maybe a family member you've been meaning to get back in touch with. It only takes a minute, listening chums. Talking about time, after 8 o'clock, you can catch Nike and her gospel hour. At 9, we welcome Rebecca Steers and her local politics show. And that's followed at 10 by Mike Curtis with Now That's What I Call Heritage. At 12, there's David Percy till 2. And at 3, it's David James with the Sunday afternoon show. From 6 till 8, it's Around Town with Russell Hayworth and Kevin Stoney. At 8, The Rock Gods with Terry Steers. Can I also take this opportunity, listening chums, to extend from myself and from NLive Radio a wholehearted and grateful thanks to all you listening chums who so kindly donated to our NLive Radio Christmas appeal. Through your generosity, we were able to deliver more than 2,000 gifts to local families who may otherwise may not have had the kind of Christmas that so many of us possibly take for granted. So many, many thanks for your contributions. I hope you have a splendid Christmas and New Year. Northampton, enjoy the rest of the day and the coming week, and I look forward to your company again. Good morning, Northampton. Good morning.
Yeah. always sings the blues. Bars of 12 or less, I'm a stranger to the land, to this wilderness. All things impossible happen less and less. This is my country, these are my reasons. Cause I look in the mirror and it falls back in question, and I whisper in words that beg an answer. Tell me, can this white man sing the blues? Oh, Sick James, my biggest influence. Tell me why James and Bobby purify. Lost in music, sweet soul music. This is my country, these are my reasons.
Smart speaker. This is NLive Radio News.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, Donald Trump's hosting Volodymyr Zelensky in Florida later as they try to agree a potential framework for ending the war in Ukraine. It's been nearly 4 years since the fighting with Russia broke out. The Ukrainian leader says the discussions will focus on security guarantees and territory. Jim Townsend, who used to work at the Pentagon, tells us what he expects from the talks.
Trump really wants an agreement for a lot of different reasons, and a lot of it depends on almost capitulation by Zelensky, who's not going to do that. And an agreement put under the nose of Putin, he's going to look at that and say, no, I can't live with this.
People who look after relatives or children of close friends are facing financial hardship. Kinship carers in England and Wales are warning they need the same level of government support as foster families to provide for youngsters. A man's been rearrested on suspicion of murder following the death of a man 6 days after he was punched outside a village pub. David Dark, who was 66, died in hospital yesterday following the incident in Appleby Magnet in Leicestershire.
Arsenal kept their two-point lead at the top of the Premier League. They beat Brighton 2-1. Manchester City remains second in the table. Pep Guardiola's side got a hard-fought 2-1 victory at Nottingham Forest.
I came overweight for the Christmas time, but today I lost it again. So I'm fit again. You understand me? It was a really, really tough game. I was thinking in the 70 minutes, 75. If we draw, we lose. The passion they play is the Premier League.
Leaders Hearts suffered just their second Scottish Premiership defeat of the season as they lost 3-2 to Hibs in the Edinburgh Derby. Celtic moved to within 3 points of the summit. And a shipment of lobsters worth £295,000 has been stolen while being transported to shops in the US. They were supposed to be delivered to stores in Illinois and Minnesota. That's the latest.